Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And we threw around names like Mike Green out of Marshall, defensive tackle Walter Nolan out of Ole Miss, and defensive end Shamar Stewart out of Texas A&M. Of course, when we're talking about potential guys that the Falcons could draft on the edge.
Yeah, and I think, listen, this is going to be a conversation that goes on for some time. And I just keep going back to, we had these same conversations the last couple of years and ended up being an offensive player. I said repeatedly on the show, I'd be dumbfounded if we took a quarterback after they went and worked out Michael Penix. And I didn't listen to the tea leaves. I was like, you know what I mean? They're trying to throw us for a loop. They're doing other things. They're talking to other people. And I'm like, and then they drafted Michael Penix. And I didn't go quite that far with the Bijan deal, but I was like, dude, I don't know that you take running backs top 10 these days. You already have Tyler Algier rush for 1,000 yards. And there we took Bijan. Now, thankfully, we took both those guys. But that is always going to be in the back of my head when we talk about defensive players, defensive tackles, edge rushers, and things of that sort, because we can build up all these guys we want to in our head, but the decision will come down to who they think is the best player available.
Yeah, and you look at all that, and the one thing we've been able to do in this team for whatever reason, and maybe it's easier to develop offensive skill talent than it is, the trench players, which there's no doubt that it's a different type of work. You know, the weight room is a huge part of the development of a trench player, a defensive lineman, an offensive lineman, among other things. You know, technique. There's just so many. I think there might be more things that go into it than just, you know, a wide receiver honing in on his, you know, speed and agility training and, you know, obviously blocking, but route running as well. You kind of ran most routes, or, you know, defining, kind of really refining your route tree running is a little bit different than some of those other things. The one thing I want to tell people is, and I've had some interaction on Twitter with some of my favorite people on Twitter, don't get stuck in where a guy played college football, okay? Just like, it's like what Charles Davis told us earlier, don't get stuck on the stats of guys that played at top schools either. You know, I thought Rusty Manziel had a phenomenal tweet, and I'll probably talk to Rusty tomorrow like we always do, but he tweeted something out about Nolan Smith yesterday, and man, it just really hit home, because it's some of the things I've heard people talk about Shamar Stewart, and Charles touched on it, and we'll get to that later, about the 1.5 sacks. You know how many sacks Nolan Smith's best year was at Georgia? How many he got?
I'm just going to throw out 7.
3.5 as a sophomore.
Wow.
And he went first round, And he has 10.5 sacks this year, and he broke the Eagles' playoff sack record last week. Wow. That's Rusty's tweet. I'm reading verbatim off Rusty's tweet.
So that hits home the point that Charles was making.
Yeah, about Shamar Stewart.
Yes.
The thing I'd say about Mike.
Stats in general.
The thing I'd say about Mike Green is he had, you know how many sacks he had last year? Alone? 17.5. Yeah, he did it at Marshall. But he also abused Ohio State's right tackle. He abused the Virginia Tech left tackle at times and some of their times. So if guys can play, guys can play. And if guys have a quick step and they show power and agility to get by a national championship team, and the offensive line, which that was a pretty good offensive line,
that
Ohio
excites
State.
You. That excites you.
That tells me something. All of that is great, right? All of that's fine and dandy. The reality is, can you find the guy that is going to come here and have the work ethic to continue to work hard, to listen, take coaching? And do you have the guys in the building that know how to develop players?
Well,
that is where Nate Oley, Ulbrich come into play right now for me, because those are the two guys that are going to be tasked with doing that if you went with a Shamar Stewart or a Jalen Walker, or God forbid you went Mike Green. And hell, Walter Nolan's another guy. And Nick Scorton is a guy I love, too. Oof. And nobody, I bet half the audience doesn't know his name. But because he didn't play at Georgia, and because he was a talented guy on an A&M line that had other talented guys.
Yeah, Nick Scorton's pretty good. And I think, to your point about where they played not mattering, this is a different day and age of college football. I'm drawing a blank on his name. There's a South Carolina linebacker that's down at the Senior Bowl right now. I wish I could remember his name off the top of my head. Went to Georgia Tech for 4 years. Went to, UNC Charlotte, and then finished South Carolina. And you're like, oh, he's a good linebacker from South Carolina. It's not where he played most of his career. It's not where he developed most
Demetrius
of his career.
Knight.
Demetrius Knight. That's his name. And you look at him, and I'll go, oh, he looks good in space. And then you watch the tape, not a great tackler in space. There's a little bit of downside there. So it all comes to your point. Can you develop these guys? Can you find somebody that fits what you want to do? And do we have the people in place? Remember, we got an entire new strength staff last year. Do we have the people in place to be able to get the most out of these guys, and make sure they do play up to their capabilities? I got a question just now on Twitter about Deion Walker from Kentucky. Don't necessarily know that I love the guy, because on his tape, there's highs and there's lows. He plays up to competition, played great against Georgia, and then all of a sudden he disappears and he's getting hit under the chin at times. So got to find somebody that plays at a high caliber at all times, especially if you're going to take them with the 15th pick.
And to that point, he had some mixed reps yesterday at the Senior Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah.
One where he got stood up and got no movement against a guy that didn't play at a Power 4 school. And then one where, there are a couple where he did. I love Jalen Walker. Jalen Walker is probably going to be the Nolan Smith for me in this draft.
Yeah.
It's a local kid that I think stands out.
Pretty good.
You know, the only thing that scares me about him? What's he really good at?
Shedding blocks. He's good in the muddle.
He's good at everything, but there's not one game that identifies to him. And I'm not criticizing. Just hear me out. But it's that old thing where sometimes you would rather have a guy that you know he's 100% just dominant at one thing, right? Because you know you can do that. Jalen Walker, I think his probably his best thing is the way he plays. He's his intensity and the way he flies around. Isn't that supposed to be everybody in the NFL? Plays intense, flies around. I'm not saying everybody does it. The only thing is I can't pick out one thing that I think here's how we could use him. Here's where he would make us better. He would make us better overall in our front seven. But what's he going to be doing now? That's kind of where Micah Parsons was at times in college. Undersized, could do a lot. But I don't know what he actually excelled at. Of course, comes in a league and just freaking lights it up for the last 4 years. So what the hell do I know?
Don't set me up to tee off on.
Hey, Charles Davis said I was smart.
Let's go to the lines. We got Lee in Snellville. Good morning, Lee.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, I would select Jalen Walker. He has mobility and the rush and the speed. And the highlights from the Tennessee game.
Yeah. I'd take him, too. I'd take him, too. I think we both would.
Yeah, I love him.
We both would take him.
I love the player. But if we're going to question other guys, we got to question everybody.
I think that he brings a level of athleticism we desperately need defensively.
Speed in the linebacker position.
I mean, you look at how bad we've been against the mobile quarterbacks. I think that lends itself to that.
And when you talk about Jalen Walker and you talk about Mike Green, Mike Green's a stand-up defensive end, right? Yeah. Shamar Stewart and Nick Scorton are kind of hand-in-the-dirt defensive linemen. Walter Nolan's obviously going to play inside with,
yeah.
I mean, not standing up. Jalen Walker, I think, could play, depending on how you're lined up, he could be right there next to Caden Allis, or he could be lined up over the edge, or he could be
maybe
in Caden Allis' spot, you know?
Speaking of Micah Parsons, maybe you do both.
Let's get Hurricane Otis in. Good morning. Good morning, Otis.
Man, I thought y'all were going to put me in the queue again, then hang up again.
I was trying to get you, my man.
Man, I tell you, the reason I called, though, y'all talking about the stomach virus. Mm. It's the best way to cure a stomach virus, you won't believe this, is buttermilk. It'll check it in a couple of hours. Remember that. This is for y'all and everybody that's listening. If you got stomach virus, diarrhea, buttermilk will check it.
Oh, Otis.
That's my wake-up call.
I've heard
I'll
that
talk to you later.
I can tell you guys right now. I just got over 24-hour virus, stomach bug. There is no way that I've been able to swallow buttermilk yesterday. Zero. I couldn't even get down barely a thimble of water, much less looking at buttermilk and thinking, "Oh, all right, that's going to be the way to go." Maybe it cures it because
point.
Maybe it cures it because it comes right back up. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. There's no way I've been able to utilize any buttermilk yesterday.
The best thing if you've got like a voice going away is like a like you take some whiskey and like some hot honey and stuff. I mean that guy they call it a hot toddy, and there might be one other thing you mix in there. But that boy, it really coats your throat. Whiskey really sets in, makes you feel good, and it don't taste too bad neither.
I just, I'm after a stomach bug. I can't imagine buttermilk. Yeah.
Well, you're just not built like some of us.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Right.